a wonderful promise, but it's a promise with a condition. You got to fulfill the condition before you can lay hold of the promise. Amen. And what does manifest mean? A manifestation. What does God mean when he says, I'll manifest myself to you? It's when he comes out of the unseen and into the seen. Out of the unseen realm into the seen realm. It's when he comes out of the unknown realm into the known realm. It's when he comes out of the unheard to the realm of the hearing. Hallelujah. It's when God comes and begins to make himself real to your senses. Hallelujah. Not your natural eyes. You're never going to see God and live with your natural eyes. But, oh, he comes and he knows how to make himself real to us. And that's my prayer every day. I want to know you even more. I want to recognize you even more. I want to be made alive, all my senses alive unto God. Hallelujah. That's my great privilege, my great joy. And it's not the works we do that matter. It's the fellowship I have that matters to me. And it changes me. It makes me a son of God. Hallelujah. And so Moses endured a seeing him. Amen. And you know, the power to live true to this heavenly calling comes from heaven. It really does. Praise God. Time to turn the page. And so Moses stepped out of his place. Has God ever called you out of your comfort zone? Amen. A few times, eh? You don't get to this age without being called out of your comfort zone a few times by the Lord. Moses was called out of his comfort zone. Amen. And what he saw was a greater joy in the future. But first, he would have to suffer affliction with God's people to get to that joy that was in the future. And you know, Jesus faced the cross. We heard about it this morning, and that's what communion really is all about. Jesus faced the cross, and he also looked beyond the present to lay hold of the future. And I don't think, before Jesus even came, I'm sure that was all weighed out, a future. And because, you know, the present was suffering shame and affliction on the cross of Calvary. That was why he came. And so what was it he saw? Why would he go to a cross? He saw something. Amen. He saw something in the future that he wanted to lay hold of. And the only way to get to it was through the cross of Jesus Christ. And you know, he had us in mind when he went to the cross. But what if Jesus would have said, I'm not going to go through the shame and the suffering. Amen. Where would we be today? We wouldn't be here. I don't know where we would be. And but I don't even want to think about it. Hallelujah. Jesus saw something. Oh, in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. And so I got to speed this up a little bit. And so if you think of it, Christ considered fellowship with you and with me of greater importance than the shame and the suffering that he went through on Calvary. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that you care about me, that you love me that much. And that you would go through the shame and the suffering. Hallelujah. And Christ was aware of the rewards that was coming. The family that was coming. Hallelujah. And our fellowship together that was coming. And thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's important for us to recognize this. There is a glorious future that God has for each one of us. It's glorious. It's out of this world. It's beyond our comprehension. It's amazing. And so when we're in trouble in the present, maybe it's okay to take a little glimpse about what the future's looking like. Amen. Because the present day suffering can be compared with the glory that's coming. Praise God. The glory of God. And so sometimes I have to take my present life and weigh it with my future life. And no choice. God's your future. And the future that he has for us is far greater than anything this world can offer. And you know, Moses had the best this world could offer, but it couldn't compare with the least heaven has. Amen. And so we need to trust in God's ways, because this is where he's taken us. And some through deep waters, some through the fire, some through the flood. Hallelujah. All through the blood. Hallelujah. But he's taken us into a future that's unspeakable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I never knew growing up that I would end up where I am today. Never. And I think all of us can relate to that. And, you know, I call this Neverland. It's not because Peter Pan's here. I call it Neverland because it's a land I thought never existed before. And, you know, just living my life and circumstances came along. I was born of the Spirit of God, and it wakes you up. It says, who turned the lights on? Amen. And that's what it's like. The light's going on, and now I have a spiritual side. Now I have an earthly side. I have a new creation, actually, living inside this old creation. Hallelujah. And I've got a foot in this natural world and a foot in the spiritual world. And I call this place Neverland, because it's a land I never knew existed before I was born of the Spirit of God. And we also stand between the living and the dead. And you know, when you try to tell the dead about the living, they get, sometimes they're mean. They might be dead, but they're mean. And so we bear witness, don't we, of the light that we've been introduced to. Hallelujah. And so God has given us a strange, influential power. Hallelujah. And you recognize it on some people. Melinda, God has given you a strange, influential power. And it's a strange, influential power that you can use to build up in other people's lives. Hallelujah. We have that power. We can build up people. Hallelujah. That's what I love about Howard. He goes around building people up. He goes around encouraging them. Hallelujah. And God has given us all this power to build in one another. We also have the power to harm one another and to pull each other down. But I just want to close now with a couple of verses, shocking verses. Everybody likes a little zzz every once in a while, a little shock. Well, this shock isn't for us. It was for the people in the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And this was shocking news to the church at Laodicea. Amen. They were shocked. Amen.